Divorce and Marriage.
Now when Jesus had finished these sayings, he went away from Galilee and entered the region of Judea beyond the Jordan. And large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. And Pharisees came up to him and tested him by asking,
"Is it lawful to divorce one's wife for any cause?"
He answered,
"Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother, and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate.'"
They said to him,
"Why then did Moses command one to give a certificate of divorce and to send her away?"
He said to them,
"Because of your hardness of heart, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and marries another, commits adultery."
The disciples said to him,
"If such is the case of a man with his wife, it is better not to marry."
But he said to them,
"Not everyone can receive this saying, but only those to whom it is given. For there are eunuchs who have been so from birth, and there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by men, and there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Let the one who is able to receive this, receive it."
Then children were brought to him that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked the people, but Jesus said,
"Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven."
And he laid his hands on them and went away.